This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. We're going to get to our final Husker sports roundup. But first, we got two clips to play for you fine folks at home. The first one. All right off the top, let me give it a little precursor here. The first one right off the top is Amy Williams. All right. A passionate Amy Williams when asked about the questionable charge call on Britt Prince. But she talks about more than that in this clip. Okay. And I thought it was a good clip to play. And go ahead and roll that clip now, Jake.
Just how incredibly proud I am for her to just have the confidence that she had to be able to make the plays that she did all night long and to want the ball in her hands to go to the basket in that moment. And she's a winner. They're all winners. These two young ladies sitting up next to me. Lex talked about how she came to that first team meeting. I just want to win after winning a couple straight state championships. And Logan was a state champion and Britt was a four-time straight state champion. And they're champions that know how to win and want to be in positions to want to make plays to help their team win. And this was no different. I mean, I look at the box score, we gave up 18 offensive rebounds. They had 27 points off of our 24 turnovers. By all accounts, it should be probably a tail kicking, but it wasn't a tail kicking. It was a game and we had a chance to win this game. And it's because those kids believe in themselves as winners. They compete, they play with each other and for each other. And it's a special thing that I wish I could just bottle up, but something I'm incredibly proud of all of them for, including Britt Prince.
I honestly thought that was a great summation of the season. There were things that went right. There were things that didn't go the way you would like. There were things they had to battle. But the way they fought, they scratched, they clawed. Obviously, they would have loved to have gotten the win versus Louisville and then beaten either TCU or Fairleigh Dickinson. All right, either one that would have showed up there, Jake. But I thought that was a phenomenal summation of how I watched this team and I watched Coach Williams and I watched the players on this team kind of approach the season. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't always the way that you wanted it. But she said it could have been a tail kicking with all the turnovers and all the rebounds that they allowed and the turnovers that they had. It could have been a tail kicking. It wasn't always pretty, but they fought, they scratched, they clawed. To me, I could describe the entire women's basketball season that way. And they found a way to get way more dubs than L's. And that's why I wanted to play that clip. You got any final thoughts there?
No, it's just, you know, obviously a great season for them. They had, you know, they had their challenges and, you know, I thought they did a really good job, obviously sending off the seniors. Alexis Markowski had an incredible career and we'll see where it goes. It feels like the women's basketball team, you know, it's tough to get to the Sweet 16. It's tough to be one of those elites and we'll see if Nebraska can take that next step. Obviously the young Britt Prince will go a long way in doing so.
Getting a couple of players back from injury next year will help. Obviously going to miss Markowski. We'll see what they can do through the portal as well. Maybe we'll see Kennedy Williams a little bit more on the court next fall and winter as well. All right. The guy that went viral. He got six NIL deals. McNeese's manager. All right. Obviously McNeese lost to Purdue in the second round, but Oricon now has a customized Under Armour jumpsuit. Company reps flew to the NCAA tournament overnight to get it to him so he could wear it in round two. McNeese is done now. But I just thought that was pretty cool. And someone even texted me. Too bad McNeese is getting waxed by Purdue right now. But I guess he'll ride off into the sunset with his six figures. Not a bad weekend for my friend there. All right. You got that clip. Does Austin have that clip ready? All right. I want to just around the 13-second mark. It's like one of my favorite calls ever. All right, go, and you can play the full 41 seconds or whatever it is. Go ahead and roll that clip.
30 seconds left. Oh, he's to the left this side. Oh, get big here. Oh, my God. He's running down. He's running down.
This could be it. Oh, my goodness. The biggest upset in the history of the NCAA. Could this be it? Yes, oh he has done it. Why is
That's 13 seconds. Is that even close? Dude, you can hear the crowd. You can hear the announcers. Like, that is what I love about top competition in sports and top moments in sports. I wanted to play that because I find it highly entertaining. I love the passion and emotion that's going into that second. It's an enormous upset. I mean, that goes without saying. I love the reaction. I love everything. But in the day and age of NIL and transfer portal and college sports becoming so transactional, moments like that can't be forgotten about. And those are the moments that I personally look forward to. All right. Couple of other things here real quick. Shout out to Emma Spence. All right. Emma Spence earns the bars title at the Big Ten Championships. The Nebraska women's gymnastics team took ninth place at the Big Ten Championships on Saturday in Ann Arbor, Michigan with a score of 196.175. Emma Spence grabbed the bars title in all sessions, tying her career high with a 9.975 score. This was the first bars title for the Huskers since 2015 and the highest bars score, easy for me to say, in the Big Ten Championship since 2001, 24 years since there's been a score that high. Her season high all-around score of 39.575 was the highest since Emily Wong in 2013. So I want to give that a shout out for sure. We've interviewed Emma here. Obviously going to continue that on to nationals. She still could potentially win what is dubbed the Heisman Trophy of women's gymnastics yet this year as well. All right. Nebraska beach volleyball finishes the season 22-3. Now, they won 22 matches in a row. That means they started 0-3, which means they won 22 in a row. 0-3 is shocking. 22 is insanely impressive. Both of those things I thought were pretty cool and worth pointing out. All right, men's gymnastics, all right, keep an eye on men's gymnastics as well. They did fall to number 5, Michigan, but despite individual titles by Astra Cohen and Chase Mondi, the number 3 in the country, Nebraska men's gymnastics team were edged out by the number 5 Wolverines on senior night, okay? But some great performances there. Keep your eye on them going forward as well. And I'm kind of scanning here, making sure I don't miss anything. Nebraska Rifle athletes Emma Rode and Maddie Moyer earned All-America honors from the College Rifle Coaches Association, the CRCA, on Thursday. Rode was named a first-team All-American in aggregate and in small bore while earning honorable mention honors in the air rifle. Moyer, who competed in the NCAA championships and took 37th in the small bore, earned honorable mention accolades as well. You know what the real question is, right, Jake?
What's that?
Can they beat me in duck hunt?
Yes.
That you said yes? Hey.
I bet they could.
How dare you? No, they probably could mollywop me. All right. 7 Huskers earned academic All Big Ten awards. 7 members of the Nebraska women's basketball team earned academic All Big Ten recognition when the conference announced its annual awards for the winter sports season. All right. Alexis Markowski, Kendall Moriarty, Allison Wiedner, all right, junior Kalen Hawk, Logan Nisley, Jessica Petrie, and Natalie Potts. As far as we know, they're still referred to as student athletes. Is that correct?
I believe so.
You believe so? Okay. Well, that's what I thought as well. All right. Men's golf, last two things here. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to dive into Nebraska spring football starting this week. All right. So, Sotron leads the Huskers to a top 5 finish at the Johnny O. Rudy Sotron posting his 4th individual top 10 finish of the season. Again, this is men's golf, tying for 8th with a 139, 1-under at the Johnny O at Sea Islands in St. Simons Island in Georgia. Easy for me to say. A lot of S's in there. Okay. So the men's golf is off to a pretty rock solid start. So keep your eye on them. The women's golf. Let's see here. The spring break shootout in Dade City, Florida. All right. Takahashi leads the Huskers with a top five finish and earns Big Ten Golfer of the Week. That's Mayu Takahashi leads the women's golf team to a top five finish at the aforementioned tournament and Big Ten Golfer of the Week as well. So shout out to all Husker sports, all the athletes that are competing. All right. Tomorrow is going to be Nebraska's pro day as well for football. So shout out to everyone who is pursuing their NFL dreams. When we come back, Nebraska spring football practice starts today. It started today. We're going to dive into some of those headlines and things of that nature. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.